So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Mem had said, the water that a baker uses to rinse his hands while baking should be spilled out because particles of dough end up in the water and become chametz. There are two brises, one which only permits pouring the water on slanted ground so that it drains away, and one which allows pouring it even into a crack in the ground where it will stay in one place for a while. Loikasha. They don't contradict each other. The brisa that insists on slanted ground is talking about a lot of water which would not be absorbed in the ground before becoming chametz, while the brisa that allows pouring it into a crack is talking about a smaller quantity of water that will be absorbed in the ground quickly. The perek ends with several issues relating to baking matzah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Isha loy talush ele b'mayim shalonu. The dough for matzah should only be kneaded with water that was kept overnight so that it will cool off. Rashi explains that spring water is warm at this time of the year. The Gemara relates the anecdote of Rav Masna teaching this halacha, and that the people of Papanya misunderstood Mayim Shalanu to mean that it must be done with our water, water that belonged to Rav Masna. Darash Rava. Rava taught several halachas about how to keep the dough cool so that it does not rise too quickly. Some of these halachas are not to work in the sun, not to use warm water, and to cool the hands in cold water throughout the process. If warm water was used, Mazutra holds it is mutter in the case of barley soaked in water, which is not recommended, but is mutter b'di'evid, as long as there are no signs of chimutz. Here too, as long as the dough does not look like it has fermented, it is mutter. Rav Ashi holds it is asr, and we cannot compare it to lasisa, because heched itmar itmar v'heched itmar lo itmar. We only apply leniencies in their original context and not to other cases. Hanrolach kol shah, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechtas Pesachim and begin the third parak Elu Ivrin be'ezra Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, be'elu Ivrin be'pesach. The Mishnah lists seven items which are not chametz gomer, full-fledged chametz, but either tarubas chametz, mixtures with chametz content, or chametz nuksha, defective chametz. The Gemara further on Daf Mem Gimel would teach that we derive from Sukkim that these types of chametz are asr ba'achila midei raisa, and as the end of our Mishnah states, Hare elu bahasara ve'ein behem mishum karas. There is a lav, but no karas for eating these items. The machlekes of Rashi and Taisus is well known. Rashi holds that the lav of bal yira bal yimatza also applies. Therefore, Rashi explains the Mishnah as ve'elu oivin alein be bal yira bal yimatza. One transgresses the lav of bal yira bal yimatza by possessing one of the following items. Taisus holds that the lav of bal yira bal yimatza does not apply to these types of chametz. They are only asur ba'achila. Therefore, Taisa explains the Mishnah as Ve'elu Ivrin Me'al HaShulchan. These items must be removed from the table because they may not be eaten. The Gemara elaborates on each item separately. Kutach HaBavli, a Babylonian dip made of sour milk, moldy bread, and salt. The Brisa says that it can clog a person's heart because of the whey, blind his eyes because of the salt, and weaken his body because of the moldy bread. Parenthetically, the Gemara discusses various foods which have either a positive or negative effect on one's health, concluding with Komili demali lahai, kosh lahai. Most foods have a positive effect on some parts of the body and a negative effect on others, except for fresh ginger, long peppers, fine bread, fatty meat, and old wine, which are good for the entire body. Sheikhar Hamadi, beer from Madai, which was made with barley, V'chaymetz ha'adoymi, vinegar from Edom. They would add barley because the wine of Edom is of such high quality that it would not turn sour without barley. It used to be that wine from Yehuda was like this, but as the Pasuk says, Imala ha'chareba, which we darshan, Imala zu, chareba zu. Whenever Yehuda is successful, Edom is not, and vice versa. Tanya, Amar Yehuda. Yehuda said that before the Churban, if somebody would buy vinegar from an Amma Aretz, he would not need to take Maestros, because wine of Yisrael would never turn to vinegar. This vinegar must have been from Temed, which is made by soaking grape pieces in water and is not Chayav Maestros. The Gemara asks that in the Mishnah in Maestros, Yehuda does require taking Maestros from Temed. The Gemara gives two answers. Yehuda actually holds Temed is Chayav Maestros, but Lo Nechshedu Ami Ha'aretz Ala Temed. We can trust Amei Haaretz to take the mices because it's cheap. Ibo Yisem, alternatively, Amei Haaretz are not trusted. But the Brice is talking about temen made from grape seeds and not lees, and there is no actual wine in it. The Zesim HaMitzri. An Egyptian drink made of a third barley or wheat flour, a third saffron, and a third salt. It would correct irregular bowel movements, but is dangerous for a sick person or a pregnant woman. V'zaymin shel tzavon, water in which they would soak bran to be used to dye red skins. V'amelin shel talbachim, bread which is made from grain that was cut at a third of its growth and is put on top of a pot to absorb the vapor. V'koylin shel seifron. After rejecting the possibility that it is a hair removal paste, the Gemara identifies the final item in the Mishnah as a shoemaker's glue. It is called shel seifron because scribes would glue their parchments with it as well. Rabbi Eliezer adds hair removal paste, which was used by benois ashirim.